Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Healthcare Business Women's Association Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Julie Kelly, and I'm not only an HBA volunteer leader, but your host for the 2017 HBA podcast programming. And for those of you who are not familiar with the HBA is a global nonprofit organization comprised of individuals and organizations from across the healthcare industry committed to achieving gender parity in leadership positions, facilitating career and business connections, and providing effective practices that enable organizations to realize the full potential of their female talent. Now, each year, the HBA hosts a conference with content specific to women, women development in the area of business of healthcare. And today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Ashley Tappan, who is a consultant for Insignium and the 2017 HBA Annual Conference Chair. And we're going to learn more about what's planned for this year's event, and I'm excited to welcome Ashley. Let's start the conversation.
Hi, Julie. Great to be with you.
Great to have you, Ashley. Now, tell us a bit about yourself. You know, what do you do when you're not being the chair of the annual conference?
Well, I am a consultant for Insignium. So as you said, I work for a company called Insignium, and they happen to have a big commitment to growing women's leadership in healthcare. So they allow me for over 9 years now to volunteer at the local and national level, which has been a lot of fun. Made a lot of friends like you.
Oh, yes. And lucky you are. But how did you get the honor? How did you get the honor of leading this ginormous event? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I raised my hand. So as you and I know, volunteering around professional organizations is a great way to catapult your career and learn new skills. And so I've learned to volunteer. And I've done, as I mentioned, a lot of volunteering around HBA, especially in the Philadelphia area, which was my chapter until just recently, where we started a program called Fit to Lead. And it's become a great affinity group for making a connection between fitness and leadership so that we have ladies take on a fitness challenge and they use it as a forum for their own leadership development. So it's pretty cool. And then,
So tell me, we have this ginormous event. What's the expected attendance for this event? Tell me a little bit about, you know, how you're organizing your committees, et cetera, et cetera. How many volunteers?
Well, the number of people that we expect at the event is over 1,000 people. So, and those, men and women from all over the U.S. and some come over from Europe, our Europe chapters as well. And we organize in advance volunteers to help us build the content for the conference. So we, in a minute, I'll share with you some of the different activities and speakers we have planned. And all of that work is done primarily by a small staff from the HBA, but a large group of volunteers like myself and maybe you too, Julie.
Oh, let me get my hand in the air. So, Ashley, what's the theme for this year's conference? I know HBA always has a great theme that it resonates with the audience. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So this year we picked a theme that would apply for both our Woman of the Year event and for our annual conference, and we created the theme of transforming with grit. And by grit, we created an acronym with words that we think are what, you know, a lot of us could use more of right now, which is gratitude, resilience, influence, and tenacity. And may I mention a thank you to you and other ladies who we said, what do you think we need? And you helped us come up with those.
Oh, yes. I know we need all of that. Grit. It takes me back to True Grit, that movie with John Wayne where, you know, it's all about staying with it. Being tenacious, you know, being courageous, being, you know, resilient, And but really, you know, you have to remain a player to move forward within your career.
That's so I love that theme.
You know, it's true. You know, it's constant changing. You learn more by your failures than your successes. But you have to have the wherewithal and the stay power to keep on trying.
Yeah.
So I love those
Absolutely.
Themes. Love that theme. So where are we going to have our grit? Where's this conference going to take place?
Yeah, this year we're going to be in Philadelphia, and it's going to be Monday through Wednesday, November 6th through 8th, at the beautiful Marriott Conference Center in Philadelphia.
Great. That's centrally located, and you can get there by train and walk up the steps and be there. So I think that's a great location for any of you HBA members and wannabes listening. You don't have to worry about parking, and even if you want to come in for the day and go home, what a great location. Plus, Philadelphia has delicious pretzels. Tell you that. Come have the pretzels, right?
We do plan to treat you with some of Philly's finest foods. And
oh, my God. Yum.
A little bit of pretzels, but also Philadelphia, you know, if you're not up to date on the Philly food scene, it's not just about tasty cakes and pretzels. There's a lot of great healthy food coming out of Philadelphia restaurants this year, these days. And so we plan to give people a taste of that. One of our activities is is dinner on the second night at Reading Terminal Market, which is known for its variety of food. And we're going to have pretty much a taste of Philly at that Terminal Market dinner that we're hosting.
Oh, I love it. I love that. So that's one of the activities outside the daily curriculum. That sounds exciting. So I know I'm going to definitely sign up for the Reading Terminal. I love to go and get my turducken there every year for the holidays. For those of you who don't know turducken, turkey, duck, and chicken, you can get one at the Reading Market there. Yeah, delicious. But when we're not eating, we're not the Reading Terminal, tell me a little about day-to-day at the conference. What can we expect in terms of content?
Sure. So let's see. We are planning several learning tracks and activities, and it starts with on Monday the 6th, we've got pre-conference activities planned for people. So we encourage folks to come early on Monday. The conference receptions start in the evening, but we have pre-conference workshops and an activity the mornings and afternoon of Monday, the 6th of November. We have three seminars. One of the seminars is called Navigating Change and Challenges with Greater Resilience. Mm-hmm. A second one is called Rebooting Your Personal Brand. And a third workshop we're hosting is Analytical Leadership. Now, you might say, what is that? Well, it's about leveraging influence, sharing information and collaboration, because as you and I know, Julie, we're better together. So it's about, you know, working together. And then so those are the three workshops. And then the third activity that happens before conference on Monday morning is a special experience we've planned for this year. It's a movie and panel about taking on an experience that can literally transform your life. And it's called Try the Movie. So we encourage people to sign up for that, too. There will be the producers and some of the actors from the movie on the panel. And that ties into what we were talking about a little bit ago with fitness and leadership, the whole fit to lead connection and how you can transform your leadership and your life through taking on this new experience. So those are pre-conference.
So we have optional pre-conference activities. Then we have the opening Monday evening. I'm sure there's a hoopla or a plenary. Is that correct? And then we go into learning tracks on Tuesday and Wednesday. Tell us a little bit what we can expect.
Sure. So the evening of Monday night, we will be in what we're calling the Experience Hall. And that is basically the exhibit hall. But we've renamed it because we want people to have lots of experiences. And so there'll be exhibitors and food as usual. And we'll be having chapter reception, so you can reconnect with folks. You know, I have had the pleasure of being in several chapters, and so I'll be visiting all my friends from different chapters, and you can too. And then on Tuesday morning, we will go into learning tracks. But first, we'll kick off with some, as we do every year, we have some fitness activities that are optional that you can do. One is a run or walk, and we take folks down to down the Art Museum Road to the Rocky statue, and we run the Rocky steps and then come back and get into our business attire. And then you can also do a yoga class each morning.
Wonderful.
And yeah, and then we have over 20 interactive workshops planned that will all connect to the grit theme, the gratitude, resilience, influence, and tenacity themes. And you can sign up for those in advance when you go to the registration page on the HBA website, and you can pick out what workshops you want. And then we will have, what else?
What about the plenary? So we have an opening plenary.
Yeah.
I heard there's some real interesting speakers. Can you just give a taste of maybe who one of those speakers are?
Sure. I'll give you our two highlights. One is America's first African-American combat pilot. Her name is Bernice Flygirl Armour. And she's going to be talking to us about creating a breakthrough mentality and how to create your own breakthroughs in your career. She went from beat cop to combat pilot in 3 years. And within months of earning her wings, she found herself flying over deserts of Iraq, supporting the men and women on the ground. And she's served two tours overseas, and she's played professional athletics. She's just a super energized, wonderful lady, and we're looking forward to having her. She's going to talk to us about that, about breakthrough, creating your own breakthrough. And then we also have, back to the grit theme, Angela Duckworth, who wrote the book on grit, literally. She wrote a book called Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance. It's a New York Times bestseller, and she has a TED Talk. So I encourage everybody to go and listen to her TED Talk. She is a psychologist and professor of psychology at the University of Pennsylvania. And she's going to talk to us both about what is this thing called grit, and what determines whether people are going to be successful or not. And most importantly, how do you build grit so that you don't come into this, this talk and think, well, I don't know how much grit I have. Well, you can actually build grit. And so she's going to talk to us about that too.
Oh my gosh, this sounds really interesting. Unlike a lot of traditional conferences we go to where it's more business, I would say business focused, and for example, healthcare industry or pharmaceutical industry focused with that type of content. This is more leadership and business content. And I've attended this conference for over 10 years and learned something every single time that I can take back to the workplace. And we have industry specialty conferences, but this one, it's a whole different flavor. You know, what I like about it's a combination of inspirational content, but also real world applicable skill sets that I learn when I go there. And I always leave energized and feel like I can go back and improve myself. So that's my two cents. And especially what I like is that there's girl food there. Can I say it? All the food is girl food. I love it. I love every single thing I like to eat. It's like I plan the menu, and I go there and go, oh, yum. How do they know I love this? Can I say that?
That's great. Well, yes, you can. Well, we try to plan a variety, and we know that, you know, people want to be, you know, health conscious these days. So we're trying to plan it with that in mind, as well as, you know, have some treats. So we've got a little bit of both, and should be fun. You know, I always find that I learn from other people at the conferences. Just in, you know, one of the things that we're hoping for in the experience hall, you know, with the food is flowing, the wine is flowing, and you're able to move around and network and connect with people. You just get new ideas and make new business connections and friends, frankly.
Yeah. I always meet lots of people there, and often on the way there in the cab. Honest to God, yeah. I met Lorraine Murphy in a cab years ago at first conference. It turned out the next 2 years, every time I got to the conference, there we were in the cab line together. So we've become great friends. But it's all about who you meet while you're there and then what you do with those relationships after the conference. Really, really important. So, you know, why would it be important for an organization or company to sponsor this event?
Well, for a few reasons, you know, you want to, the companies that are involved with the Healthcare Business Women's Association want their talent out in the industry to know that they care about and want women leaders in their companies. This is one of the best places to demonstrate that and show off who you are and what you're doing in developing women leaders and the benefits that are happening for your businesses through having women leaders. So we plan several packages for sponsorship with different price points and activities that can fit to what sponsors want to be associated with and what they want to accomplish. So, you know, there's, you know, big sponsorships, there's little ones. It really is a variety that companies can pick what works for them. And we have a link on the conference page on the HBA website that will help you read through all the descriptions. And we also have a dedicated staff that can also customize some offers for companies. So we encourage you to read about and ask for phone calls with us so that we can, you know, find the best sponsorship package for those who are interested.
Great. So lots of flexibility. The value proposition is staring you in the face. You know,
yeah.
You know, support a cause that's going to pay you back in terms of talent recruitment and retention. HBA is a great organization. This is a fantastic event. So how do we attend? What's that link? www.hbanet.org. That's our website for the Healthcare Business Women's Association. And on that page, you can't help but see a link to registering for the conference and more information for the conference.
Yes, and on that page, correct. I would encourage one of the biggest pieces of advice I can offer on the HBA Annual Conference page. When you can read down through all the different pieces, you know, the workshops that I described at the beginning, what they entail, what they cost, what time are they, you know, so that you can plan when would I need to get to Philadelphia in order to attend these different activities. You can learn about the keynotes that I mentioned and the workshop presenters so that you can select your workshop. And then down close to the bottom, there's a link called Letter to Your Manager. And this is one of the, you know, my favorite pieces of advice to offer to attendees, because this is a letter that you can use to, it'll link you to a suggested text that you can customize, and it helps you make the business case for you attending all the conference activities. So it's right there. We want to help you make that case to your boss so that you can be there, because it's not cheap to, you know, when you think about the travel and the cost of the conference. And we think it's a great way for you to make that case. We want to help
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think the HBA has provided a lot of tools to help women be able to attend this valuable conference. I have gone, like I said, it's over 10 years now. And,
me too.
And always
me too.
Come back. Yeah. And always
yeah.
come back energized. And again,
yep.
unlike other industry conferences, which are so trend focused and I would say focus on specifically on the business and business trends, this is at a higher level. This is about operating within within your organization, your own development, how you can improve what you do at the workplace, how you can bring greater value, and how you can help move the organization forward in a different way. So, Ashley, I want to thank you for your leadership with the HBA and for raising your hand as chair for a huge event like that. I know what a monumental task that is, in addition to your day job of a consultant at Signium, and also your family leadership role and everything you do outside of work, the HBA. Without volunteers like you, the HBA mission cannot be realized. So listen, everyone, check out www.hbanet.org. Find out about annual conference. Secure your workshops. You will not be disappointed. This is Julie Kelly signing off. Ashley, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Julie.